Well, he certainly will be. School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Smells Like Teen Larceny. Written by Natalie Zuter. Directed by Emily Edwards. Performed live at the Crane Theater, February 24th, 2019.
Hi, welcome to Be a Coast Bank. How may I help? No, it can't be!
Excuse me, Tiffany? I'm looking for my mom.
Really?
No, idiot. This is a stick-up.
Please, we don't want any trouble.
OMG, awesome. Neither do I. There won't be any trouble if you don't totally freak out. Just give me the money.
How much?
All of it.
Duh.
Whatever in the drawers and the vault, I want every last dollar. You got gold bars in the back? Give me.
You don't want to do this.
Hey, hands where I can see them. You better not be going for a panic button.
No, I would never.
Because if you can't be cool, then I'm totally gonna blow up everything and kill everybody.
Oh my god, you have a bomb?
Yes, I have a bomb. I planted it here last night.
This can't be happening. We never thought you'd come here.
You know who I am?
I know you're a 14-year-old girl, so you're the most dangerous person here. Mall security said there have been 2 teenage girls loitering around the area, so we've been on red alert all week, watching as each day somewhere new is cleaned out, thanking our fortune that it wasn't us. The Jamba Juice blow up.
They said my punch card didn't count now that there's an app.
Oh, the Victoria's Secret heist.
What can I say? I hate shoplifting. Too sneaky. But that was so boring. The security guards just huddled in a corner like little bitches and let us take everything. Like taking thongs from a baby.
Should have known it was only a matter of time before you graduated to actual bank robbery.
In the immortal words of Ariana Grande, I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. Got it?
Oh, I got it. You're not getting that money.
What did you just say to me? Do you want to die today? I have to take this. What?
Kylie, what's taking so long?
I'm kind of in the middle of it.
You're not done? But you should have been out of there by now.
Oh my god, Madison. My job is to rob the place. Your job is to drive the getaway car, and that's only because you're the one with the permit.
Oh, regular Bonnie and Clyde, aren't you?
Who?
Bonnie and Clyde? Beyonce and Jay-Z? 03 Bonnie and Clyde, 2003, Thumbia Brown here.
I wasn't born yet.
Dear God, I'm old.
Yeah, well, something is wrong.
Wrong how?
People keep looking at me all suspiciously, like actually looking straight at me. They're not afraid of me.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
I know, but they keep staring. I'm parked here, so I can't do anything. I swear this one guy has passed me twice on the sidewalk.
What's happening?
What do you want? A fire hydrant? Who cares? Okay, I was just waiting for a friend. I'm sorry. I'll find another spot. Oh my god!
I swear to God, Madison, what is going on?
He just talked to me like I was a little kid.
No!
He didn't scream or cry or beg for me to spare him like he usually does. I mean, he was mean. Like he knew better. I'm sorry, I can't do this. Okay, sorry, Kylie, but I gotta go.
Madison, wait!
Bye!
You bitch.
Your friend just have her sweet 16?
Yes, how did you...
That's about when it goes away.
When what goes away?
Oh, sweetie. Your mom didn't have the talk with you?
What talk?
Why, about the big change, of course.
I already know about my period and sex.
No, not those. Look, right now you're unstoppable. Security guards cower. Your parents ask you for permission to leave the house. Like you said, anything you want is within your reach. And whatever isn't, you just blow up whatever's in your way. I remember that feeling. I was 14 too once.
Sure, whatever.
What, you thought you invented being an all-powerful teenager? It's the best part about being young.
But you're old now.
Sure am. And you're a liar. You didn't plant a bomb.
You really want to mess with me. Because I'm in a bad mood and you do not want
you
to.
You couldn't have done it last night because I was here.
You? Huh?
I was here all night. Messing with security cameras.
Wait, why would you do that?
I've been trying to tell you. I'm running a job too.
Here?
Uh-huh.
Like, right now?
Duh.
You're also robbing this bank?
Nothing so obvious. Fraud? Kind of long-running scam, not worth explaining it. No offense, but I don't think you've taken enough econ yet to understand.
I don't get it. Why scam your job?
Because I'm not 14 anymore, and I can't just blow things up anytime I don't get my way. None of us can. But we're still angry.
Who's we?
Crystal, who got hit on at a frat bar, then went back in the middle of the night and torched the place. Brenda, who meets guys on Tinder, goes home with them, and then robs them. Every woman who lost the power when she turned 16, and with that, lost any ability to make people listen to her or fear her. There's a whole network of us.
That's, cool for you, but it doesn't have anything to do with me.
It will in a year or two. You saw what happened in Madison. Pretty soon, men will stop crossing to the other side of the street when you walk by. They'll walk right up to you. Or worse, they'll follow you. You'll have to get a job. I know. And they'll be your bosses and never give you the raise you deserve. You'll realize just how unfair the world is. We're trying to close that gender gap. If we can commit as many crimes as men do, then we can get back to being respected and feared as much as they are. Maybe even paid the same.
Just give me my money.
And then what? You lost your getaway car. We can team up. I'll get you out of here, and you join the sisterhood. We need more junior members.
If I'm still just as powerful, how come you aren't scared of me anymore?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna piss myself if you look at me the wrong way. But I think we can help each other. Someday you won't be able to walk into a place like this and intimidate your way into whatever you want.
What I want is your car keys, and you're gonna give them to me. Or I'll blow you to smithereens and your actual bomb that I've got here.
I forgot how awful I was at your age.
Freeze! Police, put your hands where I can see them.
You called the cops?
I didn't. Kylie Martin, I've been following your trail of destruction since you hit puberty. Every accident, every theft, I've been right behind you, just waiting for the proof to lock you up. I got surveillance on your folks, on your little friend, Madison. We got a vendetta, you and I.
I don't even know who you are.
Officer Jasmine Smith? You know, shootout at Sephora last month? You killed my partner.
What? No! I never killed anybody. I swear my life.
She's lying.
Jasmine, let's take a second to chill. Your partner wasn't male, was he?
Why does that matter? Okay, sometimes he was sexist. Enough that I had to grit my teeth every time he made a remark while on a stakeout. But not enough that I could turn him in. Maybe he used to, you know, use those long stakeouts as an excuse to grow up my ass. But, you know, you couldn't say anything because we were following this hardened criminal here, and I couldn't jeopardize the investigation. Anyways, what's it to you?
Are you sure that Kylie killed him? Or maybe it was a horrible accident. Friendly fire? Or not so friendly. Jasmine. I'm thinking maybe we're working toward the same goal, to, close the gender gap.
The sisterhood?
Sisterhood.
Oh my god!
So, I guess we seem to be at a bit of a standoff here.
You could let us go.
Why would I do that?
A trade. We leave, and you get the security cameras. Wouldn't want any, evidence to exist.
Get out of here. before I change my mind.
Come on, Kylie.
But my money.
You'll get a cut of my take. I can run the fraud remotely.
But you're giving her a copy of the tape where you admit to everything.
I told you, I messed with the security cameras. They haven't been recording shit.
You're a badass. Can you be my new mom?
Oh, give me a break, kid. I was thinking more that you could be the Thelma to my Louise.
Who?
Oh, sweetie. You have so much to learn.
This has been Smells Like Teen Larceny, written by Natalie Zuter, directed by Emily Edwards, featuring Hannah Fairchild, Emma Kotkin, and Camille Theobald. Performed live as part of Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom in the 2019 Frigid Festival at the Crane Theater in New York City, February 24th, 2019. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.